Should prenups be compulsory for all marriages and de facto relationships?
Ooh, okay.
That's it. So, and actually, I will note that they're now actually called binding financial agreements. Our friend of the show, lawyer John, who just informed us of that. So, yeah, binding financial agreements they're called now. But for the sake of this conversation, we'll call them prenups because that's what we all know them as. So, a friend of mine, she was independently wealthy. She has one child and she got together with a guy about 5 years ago, all right? Yeah. So and he didn't bring anything financial to the relationship. Other than his love, yes. Mm. So she's got a couple of properties and she had cash in the bank or has cash in the bank. So now, and you know, we sort of did say to her, oh, you know, have you got anything? Do you have a prenup? No. And she talked about it, but, you know, you fall in love, you start living together.
Love's a beautiful thing.
It is. And then you just kind of go, we're in this forever. Well, not so. 5 years later and now they've split up. So,
don't tell me he wants.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
He? Yeah. What?
Yes, he does. So this, and it's just started this conversation, you know, and I just thought, I'd love to know where you all stand on prenups and how you feel about them. Well, that's how our David feels about them.
Go again, Al.
It's a really tough conversation because
it's such an unromantic conversation, isn't it?
I've never liked prenups. Yes, exactly. I just feel like it does. It feels like you're doomed before you've even started.
Doesn't it? It's like you're conceding that this could end and it's the very beginning when it's all rosy and you're saying, I want to be with you. I just said if we split up, I don't want you to have anything of mine.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you reckon, Flan?
What do you think?
I think they're a reality now. I think you've got to have them. It's such an expensive world. And if you worked hard for the things that you have, and then you enter a new relationship. Like this woman, for example, she could lose a truckload of
that. Yeah, that's right.
A truckload. And that feels wrong to me.
Which means her child loses that too.
Yeah, absolutely. That child was really their heirloom, if you think about it.
Yep.
Spider. So what do you think? So you're saying you, because your
have
question
either of
is.
You, and you, Al, ever been involved in a prenuptial situation agreement? No.
God, no.
Spider, you've had a few relationships.
Yeah, no, but I would have absolutely signed it.
You would have signed it?
Absolutely.
Would you ask someone, though?
To sign a prenup.
On your behalf, yeah.
To protect you.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
How's that work,
Wouldn't do it. Not well. But anyway, back on the horse and went again.
You think it's the right feeling?
It's not the right feeling.
I love that you've said that.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing.
If somebody came to me and said, sign it, I would. It wouldn't faze me. But I couldn't go to someone and do it.
And I'm exactly the same as you. I don't know. I guess I want to trust in their heart. I guess for myself, it's interesting because I know I don't need to sign a prenup because I'm a fair person. I would never, ever try and take someone for.
No.
Yeah. So it's a difficult one. I'd love to know where the Triple M family stand on it because, the question, I guess if they were compulsory, it takes the difficulty out of
those conversations. Should they be compulsory?
So maybe they should be compulsory.
All right.
Okay.
So the question you're asking is,
we want prenups.
Should prenups or binding financial agreements be compulsory for marriage or de facto relationships?
You're so straight, Al.
1-300-925-666. Going to get your calls on next. Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider, 8:16, an hour later on the tweet.